Welcome to Maseches Makos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 1, Mishnah 2. The Mishnais that we'll be learning from today through Wednesday morning are Le'ili Nishmas Linda Pollock, a woman who passed away. The Mishnais, the learning should be in Eloi, an elevation for her neshama. The Mishnah begins. If witnesses come and they say, Me'idin Anu Bish Plainy, we testify about this person, Shechayv L'Chaver Masayim Zuz, that he owes somebody $200. V'nimtzu Zaymimin. And then we find out that they were false witnesses, they were Zaymimized. Says Rabbi Meir, Loikin umeshama. They actually get two punishments. Number one, they have to pay the $200 to the fellow that they falsely accused. Kasher zamam, what they tried to do to him gets done to them. But in addition to that, they also get malchus, they also get lashes. Why, says Rabbi Meir? Shalei Hashem ha-mavili de malchus, because it's not the same Torah prohibition that brings them to get lashes, mavili de tashlumin, makes them pay. That means to say, the reason that they have to pay is because the Torah says, Vasisim loikasher zamam. We do to you what you wanted to do to the other person. That there's a separate prohibition of leisarach b'reacha eit shaker, saras adibris, where it says that a person's not supposed to say false testimony. So says Rabbi Meir, they get two punishments. They have to pay what they tried to make the other fellow lose, and they also get makas for saying false testimony to Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. But Chacham say a very famous and well-known shita, that if you pay, you don't get malchus. And they learn it from a pasuk. The pasuk says that when we punish a person, we punish the person like his wickedness. And the Gemara learns from there, we punish him for his wickedness in the singular, as if to say, there's one punishment for the wickedness, but there isn't two. Another way that we say this in the Gemara terms is kam le bidirab mine. We only give the person the larger of the two punishments. In this situation, the Chachamim say that a person is mishalim, he pays v'ein eloika, but he doesn't get lashes. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. Witnesses come in and they say, Me'idin Anu Bish Plainy, we testify about this person, Shu Chayev Malkus Arboim, that he should receive lashes. That means, let's say we saw him eat meat and cheese together. He ate basa b'chav, let's just say. The punishment for that is lashes. And therefore, he should get malchus. V'nim tzuzayim, and it comes out that they would falsify the testimony. Loikin shmeinim, says the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that they get two sets of malchus. Mishum loisana b'rechad shakar, one for saying false testimony, and one mishum asisim loikasha zaman, because they accused him of something that would have given him lashes. So they get lashes twice. Dev Rabbi Meir. Chacham say similar to the previous Mishnah, ain't like an arbaim. They only get one. A person only gets one punishment for what they did. The Mishnah teaches us one additional important halacha. Mishalshin b'mamon. Money could be divided and then paid. That means, let's say two witnesses come in and they say that someone owes somebody $100 and it was false testimony, and now they're zamimized. They don't each pay $100. They just have to make sure that he gets the full restitution of 100. Each one pays 50. However, says the Mishnah, Ve'im Mishalshin b'makis. But if, let's say, they testify that someone ate meat and milk, let's just say, and there's a punishment of lashes, we don't say each of them gets, one gets 20 and one gets 19. It doesn't work that way. The Mishnah actually explains the case, Ketzad, what would be the practical application. So if they testify that he owes his friend $200, and it comes out they said false testimony, they could divide it and each of the two pays $100. But let's say they testified that he violated a Torah prohibition where the punishment would be malchus, would be lashes. And it comes out they said false testimony, each one of them receives a complete set of 40 makas, which in essence is 39, which we'll discuss mitzvah later in the Masechta. Wishing you a fantastic Erev Shabbos and a beautiful upcoming Shabbos Kodesh.